From the newsroom of WBUR, I'm Darryl C. Murphy. Welcome to Consider This from Boston. Massachusetts has one of the lowest rates of gun ownership in the country. But over the last 2 years, gun sales hit record highs, and they were predominantly handguns.
We'd have people come in our store with their eyes wide open, like deer in the headlights. I know they've never stepped foot in a gun store before, and I walk up to them, "Hey, how's it going? You know, what brings you in today?" And I don't like guns. And I'm like, okay, but how do I get a gun?
WBUR's Saurabh Dathar took a closer look at what's driving more people to arm themselves in the Commonwealth. And a warning, this episode will include the sound of gunshots. He's here with us now. Saurabh, how's it going? Good to see you.
Good to see you too, Darryl. Thanks for having me.
Oh yeah, good to have you. So when I think of Massachusetts, I don't think of guns. Are they really that popular in the state?
So Massachusetts actually has one of the lowest ownership rates in the United States, according to a RAND Corporation report. But there are certainly gun enthusiasts here, and those numbers are growing. Mm-hmm. So for this story, my colleague Laura Kregel and I visited Cape Gunworks in Hyannis. There we spoke with the owner, Toby Leary, who was teaching a small group of people how to use their handguns.
Get your guns on, load up 3 mags, and prepare to be awesome.
Leary told us sales at Cape Gunworks tripled in 2020 and stayed just as high last year.
They're bringing to class the gun that they are most likely going to carry, you know, in the real world out there.
And the lesson was focused on self-defense and learning to react and fire quickly under a perceived threat.
You're in your house, you hear the glass smash, and you're going to your kid's bedroom, make sure they're okay or whatever. So you're standing in the high ready position. The gun is in tight to your chest, elbows by your side, as you're trying to figure out what's going on.
Leary emphasized things like staying away from the line of attacking fire and the need to process information in the moment. He called it, quote, intuitive defensive shooting.
This is really the counter ambush. Like, you didn't know it was going to happen, and all of a sudden you find yourself in a life or death situation.
React! Rip! Straight up out of the holster. Up!
That all sounds kind of like combat training or something. And I see in your reporting you say that gun sales went up nearly 60% since 2019.
That's right. Our analysis of state data found that more than 275,000 guns were sold by Massachusetts gun dealers over the past 2 years. Nearly two-thirds of those were handguns, which is a common choice for first-time owners. And the state's numbers actually mirror a national trend. Gun sales spiked after a dip during the Trump presidency.
What's behind this increase?
Well, Toby Leary at Cape Gunworks says new gun owners are a big part of it. He says some are opting to buy their first gun because of crime and images they see in the news. And Daryl, one of the people taking the defensive shooting class that day was Frank Garrido. He said he was himself a new gun owner. He told us why he decided to buy his first gun.
Defund the police was one reason. They're not going to protect me, I got to protect myself. But what made me first interested in was Minneapolis, the riots of 2020. You know, it's like mayhem. So I decided to get my license to carry in Massachusetts.
Interesting. So this guy, he has one outlook, but I'm also under the impression more people of color are buying guns too, correct?
That is right. So a Northeastern and Harvard University study found that about 1 in 5 gun purchases from 2019 through the spring of last year were by first-time gun owners, and nearly half of these first-time gun owners were not white. You know, NPR has reported that more Black Americans are buying guns. Also, Daryl, more women are buying guns too. Half of the new gun owners from this study were women.
All right, let's take a step back. Does increased gun ownership track with higher levels of safety for the owner?
So according to public health experts, it actually does the opposite. Here's Deborah Israel. She's been a firearms researcher for more than 2 decades, and she was part of the team that conducted the gun ownership study.
You know, we know that the risk of suicide and unintentional injury and domestic homicide goes up when you go from having no guns to having a gun.
So she emphasized the need to educate gun owners on storing firearms properly so that they don't fall in the wrong hands.
Mm. So what are some of the ways people can keep themselves safe?
You know, get a dog. Well, that's according to one gun safety advocate, John Rosenthal. He's a gun owner himself, and he co-founded the nonprofit Stop Handgun Violence.
Okay. And so what are the potential consequences of this increase in gun ownership? You know, how are state legislators thinking about this?
Well, like I mentioned, public health experts are worried. So they expect an increase in injuries, deaths, and as well as suicides. We know, Daryl, that a recent Supreme Court decision opened the door for more people to carry concealed firearms in public.
Right.
The legislature just updated the state's gun laws to comply with the court's decision. They also added a requirement for a personal interview for gun license applicants.
Mm-hmm.
And people subject to a harassment prevention order are barred from getting a gun license.
Understood. Saurabh, thank you for breaking this down. This has been very interesting. We got to take a break, but do you have a minute to hang around?
Of course.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So, Saurabh, just how difficult is it to get a firearm in Massachusetts?
So, it's a multi-step process, and it depends on whether you are a resident or non-resident. But broadly speaking, you first need to complete a firearm safety course if you're a first-time applicant. Then you fill out some forms and send it to the local police department, which is the licensing authority. The police also run a background check to check your criminal record, and if all goes well, you can pick up your license. And all this may take anywhere between 60 to 90 days. That's according to the state website.
So you said the reason that a lot of people are buying guns was fear. You know, did any of those reasons stand out to you?
There's another interesting thing that I hadn't thought of, which is the social aspect. Leary told us that his gun shop has ladies' night. So there's just what he calls roving band of ladies that they come in for like a shooting outing. It's kind of like a social gathering. They come in, have fun, and then they leave. So there's also a social or a fun aspect to this that came out.
Understood. Saurabh, thank you so much for your time, man. I really appreciate this.
Thanks for having me. This was interesting.
That's WBUR investigative data reporter Saurabh Dhotar. And that's all for today. This episode was produced by Wilder Fleming with sound design from Matt Reed. It was edited by Ben Brock Johnson. And from the newsroom of WBUR, I'm your host, Daryl C. Murphy. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Hey, so a lot of people listen to Consider This at the end of the day, and NPR's up first in the morning. But a lot of the actual news happens in the middle of the day. And the team bringing the best information about that news as it happens is the team behind WBUR and NPR show Here and Now. And yes, there is a podcast version. So, want more of the best news reporting from public radio around the country? Check out Here and Now. Find it in the same place you found this podcast, wherever you listen. Just search Here and Now.